Today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Gimel. We are holding, we're about to start the fifth parak of Maseches Menachos. Yesterday we finished parak HaTcheles. So it says in the Mishnah daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Kol HaMenachos Ba'os Matzah. All karbanos mincha are actually matzah. They are not chametz. Chutz mi-chametz shabatoda, v'shtei alechem shein ba'os chametz. The only two things, the only two exceptions that are karbanos mincha, that are brought as chametz, are the chametz portion of the karban toda. The karban toda had 40 loaves of bread. Some was chametz, some was matzah. So the chametz portion of the toda. And shtei alechem, which is ba'os chametz. The shtei alechem of Shavuos, which we spent a good deal of the last parak talking about, is also ba'os chametz. Now the implication, of course, is that the lachmei toda and the shtei alechem are both called the karban mincha, because it says it's included in the rule about karban mincha. Karban mincha is always matzah, with these two exceptions. If you look at Tosos, first Tosos in the perek, shtei alechem nicha dekayel bahadei shar menachos dekri mincha kedam perek hatcheles. Shtei alechem, I understand. We've already mentioned that that's in fact called the karban mincha, and we've had gemaras about that earlier in the previous perek. Aval lachmei toda lo ashkechan, but we don't find anywhere that the karban toda, that the bread of the karban toda are called the karban mincha. They are certainly breads that need to be brought together with an animal, with a zevach. But where do we find that they themselves are called a karban mincha? So Tosa says, "Umikal makom nichalash minandina." Maybe the Mishnah is not really telling you that it's called a mincha. The Mishnah is just telling you a din that they happen to be chametz. So it includes it in this rule, even though they in fact are not called a mincha. The Rashba writes in his chidushim that from the shtei alechem you learn that lachmei toda are also mincha, that we learn a lot of dinim, the shtei alechem, from the lachmei toda, from the shtei alechem. So this is one of those things, that the fact that lachmei toda, sorry, the fact that shtei alechem are called a mincha, so lachmei toda must be called a mincha as well. Nibiri Adaf, he suggests, based on the Rambam in the Hakdama to his Pirush on the Mishnah, on Mishnayos and Menachos, he has a Hakdama to each Masechta. So the Rambam's Hakdama to his Pirush on Masechus and Menachos and the Mishnayos, based on what the Rambam writes over there, he suggests that even though the Torah doesn't call lachmei toda a mincha, but Lashon Chazal lachmei toda are called a mincha. And even though the Gemara says explicitly that lachmei toda are not called a mincha, we find that Rashi does give the when Rashi talks about the psul of Nifras, when the lechem is broken, on Daf Mem Vav, we had over Pesach, the psul of Nifras Lachma, by Lachme Toda, and by Lechem Apanim, he says, because Lachme Toda are also called a mincha, just like Lechem Apanim, therefore they have the same psul. So you find that that at least in Rishonim, and perhaps even in the Gemara, that they already started referring to the Lachme Toda as a form of Karban Mincha, even though technically, it's not really a Karban Mincha. Technically, from the strict Torah perspective, it is a it is not a Karban Mincha, it's just Lachme Toda, it's just part of the Karban Toda. Says the Gemara, now the Mishnah rather, now we have a challenge, because in order to make any lechem, in order to make any sort of chametz, you have to, for those who are involved in baking, you need some sort of leavening agent, you need something to make it be machmit. Now certainly we know that if you mix flour and water and you leave it alone for a while, ultimately it will become chametz, but it's a slow process, a very gradual process, and in a large piece of dough, it will take a long time. So you need some sort of, and you don't have time when you're dealing with karbanos. As soon as you mekadish b'klishares, you're dealing with psolina, you can't leave it overnight, so you have to get things moving. So you need some sort of leavening agent to make it chametz. So what do you do? You have a din that you need a nisarana flour in a klishares. How do you throw yeast into that? What do you do? So says the Mishnah, Rameir says the solution is as follows. Hasa'or bodel hen mitochan u'mechantzan, that you take a little piece of the flour from the yisaron that you have set aside for the karban mincha, you mix it with water and you use that, and then you bury that into the flour and you let it leaven the rest of the mixture. You use that as the leavening agent, something from within it, from the original shear. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, afi ein minim avchar. That's not going to work. That's not going to be ideal to take from within it and use it as a leavening agent. Why not? So Rashi says, sheinu machmetzas yafel. That's not good yeast if you're taking from it. It doesn't have enough time to become proper yeast to cause the leavening to happen quickly enough. So that's not going to work either. So he says, halachically I don't have a problem with it, practically I have a problem with it. It's einu min hamuvchar, the way Rashi understands it over here, is a practical problem. How's it going to work? Rather, you start with sa'ar. Now, important in our daf today to know the difference between sa'ar and se'ar. Sa'ar is yeast, is this sourdough that they use as a leavening agent to help leaven the rest of the bread. Se'ar is bread or dough that's somewhere along the process of leavening but hasn't completed the process yet. When exactly it has a din of Seor and what the din of Seor is a discussion in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Mem Chesam and Beis Maseches Pesachim by a dough, let's say, that hichsifu paneha, that it's already become white, the surface of it has become white. So Rav Meir says that's called Seor, and you're chayiv malkus if you eat that on Pesach. But you're not chayiv kares. It's not full-fledged chametz. You're chayiv malkus. It's a lo sasein the Torah, not the seor on Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's still matzah. It's not chametz at all when it's just chsifu paneha. There's also machlokas. What if it's already starting to crack karnei chagavim, like grasshopper horns, or just little cracks along the surface of the dough? So our mayor holds, well, that's chametz gomer. Then you're chayiv kares if you eat it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's seor. That's what you get malkus for, and you're not going to get kares because it's not real chametz. So that's in terms of seor. Sa'or is sourdough. Sa'or is what we would call yeast. It's the little piece of something that you add in to help be machmitz. So says Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do? Maybe as a sa'or v'nosel tol chamida, start with the little piece of sourdough, the little piece of yeast, put it into the kli that measures out the sarana flour, and then umimale asamida, then fill the rest up with the flour, and that way you'll have everything you need. So Amrullo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Afi Haisa Chaseiro Yiseira, that's not going to be good either. It's still not going to measure out exactly properly, because when you have a little piece of dough that you're starting off with, you don't know the exact ratio of flour to water in the dough. It may be a very dry dough, like let's say the way Ashkenazim make matzah. We use a lot of flour with very little water. So then you're going to end up having more than the Yisaron. You're going to cheshbin it out. It's going to end up being more than the Yisaron of flour. Or you might make it with more water, less flour, like Sfardim make matzah. They put more water in, less flour. That's why they have fluffy matzahs. So you're gonna put in more water, less flour, and then it's going to be too little. So it's not going to work out to be an exact Yisaron. So your solution doesn't help either, because you're not going to get the exact Yisaron. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's response going to be? It must be Rabbi Yehuda will say, no, it's not about having the Yisaron, it's about filling up a measuring cup that's an Yisaron. As long as you fill the measuring cup, so it doesn't matter whether it's exactly the right ratio of flour or not. If you fill up that measuring cup, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. More than that, he can't ask from you. You fill up that that measuring cup, that's all you're going to need. Now, what's the psul of a mincha that's chaseira or yaseira? What's the reason that it's pasul? So Rashi, later on, Rashi and Dafayin Vavam and Beis, writes that the psul is that if you bring more than an Isaron, so when you take the kmitza, your kmitza is not only going to be from the original Isaron, it's going to be from the extra also. And it will turn out that that the Isaron you took less than a full kmitza from, because part of the kmitza that you took was from the extras beyond the Isaron. So your kmitza is chaser. It's not a problem in the Isaron of flour. That's no problem if it's a little extra. The problem is that that's going to ruin the kmitza. That's why you can't have more than an Isaron of original flour. And if you have too little of an Isaron, so then it's going to be a mincha shechasra. The mincha is possible because it's a mincha shechasra. That's how Rashi understands. Asks the Mikdash David in Simon Ches, Oz Beis, according to Rashi, that the whole psul of having too much flour is only because of the kmitza, so then it would turn out that this psul is only shayich by a karbon mincha that has a din of kmitza. What about a karbon mincha that doesn't have a chi of kmitza? Then there wouldn't be any problem of riboy solas, of having extra flour. So what's going on in our Mishnah? We say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you maybe sa'ar from your house, it will turn out that the shtei alechem and the lach metoda are chaser or yeser. What do you mean? There's no avodas kmitza by the shtei alechem or by the lach metoda. So if the whole problem of chaser, of yeser, is that it's going to be a problem with the kmitza, Well, it's not shayich, a problem by the shtei alechem and by the lach metoda. So Mikdash David says that maybe by the shtei alechem and lach metoda, the psul of chesar of yeser has some other reason, because there's a psul of nifras lachma, and since in each challah there's a little bit of flour of chulin that's mixed in that was never niskadesh, it will turn out to be nifras lachma and pasul. It's considered as if it's only a piece of kachim, it's not full-fledged kachim, therefore it's going to be pasul. Maybe you have to say that there's some other din of chesar of yeser, not like Rashi says later on in Daf Ayin Vav. Okay, let's see the Gemara. So it says, how do I know that in general the rule is a carbon mincha has to be matzah and not chametz? The Gemara is going to give two answers to this question, one right now, one in the middle of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, first the Gemara says, minolan? What are you talking about minolan? It's because it says it in the Torah. What do you mean minolan? How can you ask minolan? So the Gemara says, no, let's clarify what we meant. Those karbanos mincha that it actually says in the Torah that it has to be matzah, okay, we're not asking about that. As Rashi says, d'ksiva, osa mincha shekasaba matzah, kigon, minchas mafa, minchas machvas, harei ksivba. Okay, good. By the minchas mafa, minchas machvas, it says it. So that I wasn't asking about. That's obvious. Delok sivba, what about the ones that it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah? So how do I know that midoraisa, it needs to be matzah, can't be chametz? So says the Gemara, because ksivba, it says about it, about karbanos mincha in general, zos toras hamincha hakrevosa b'nei Aaron l'fnei Hashem, el p'nei hamizbeach, v'hanoseres mimena yochlu you see that it says about karbanos mincha in general, matzos te'achel, that it should be eaten as matzos. So that's how we know in general all karbanos mincha, unless we have some special heter, have to be matzah and not chametz. Amalei mitzvah lo kamibayli. He said, well, the fact that it's best to make it matzah, that never bothered me. That I agree. It's best to make it matzah. It's a mitzvah lechadchila to go and make it matzah. But that wasn't my issue. Ki kamibayli la'akev. What I want to know is, how do you know that it's ma'akev, that it must be matzah, that it's possible if it's not matzah? Because after all, by kachim, you always need shanela v'kas of la'akev. You need a second pasuk to tell you that it's ma'akev. So that's my real shayla. Where do you see that from? Amalei la'akev namik siv lo sofa chametz ala matzah. Pasuk says, don't bake it chametz. And what does it mean, don't bake it chametz? We darshan. That means, rather, what should it be? It should be matzah. So that is source number one of how we know that karbanos mincha must be matzah. A, the pasuk says that it has to be matzah, and then the second pasuk is when it says don't bake it chametz. So we learn the opposite of chametz is the flip side of chametz is matzah. So the Gemara asks three questions on this last limud of this shana lavakas of va'akev limud, this second pasuk that we're bringing. That is that necessarily what it means when it says don't bake it chametz? That it's necessarily saying that the flip side is that it must be matzah? Is there really nothing in between? Maske for Rav Chista ve'ema lo safa chametz ella seor. Or maybe it means don't bake it chametz, rather bake it se'or. What's se'or? So again, not se'or, not the sourdough. Se'or means, like we said before, machlokes shamei Rabbi Yehuda im maseches Pesachim daf mem vav. Se'or is either when the face of the dough becomes white, or when cracks start developing, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when cracks start developing, tiny cracks start developing on the face of the dough, but it's not fully chametz. It's not an isakaris tiran Pesach. It's only an isalav. It's only malkus tiran on Pesach. Maybe that's what it means. That it shouldn't be matzah. It should be seyar. So it says Gemara seyar deman. Whose definition of seyar? Either Rabbi Meir. If it's Rabbi Meir's definition of seyar, meaning the whitened face dough, well, Rabbi Yehuda matzah valihi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that is matzah. So that's saying the same thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a white face dough is matzah. Either Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda's definition of seyar with the cracks, Rabbi Meir chametz malihu. Well, Rabbi Meir would say that's chametz. So, and the pasuk says, don't make it chametz. So, that's what happens when you mix shitos. So, what about if we stick with one shita consistently? Either Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Meir, what about maybe it's saying that Rabbi Meir's definition of seyar, the white face of the dough, according to Rabbi Meir, it's telling you that you're not supposed to make a kabar mincha seyar. So, midalaki alei chametzu. From the fact that you get malchus on it, must mean that it's considered chametz on some level. So, it's not really it's not really an in between, that it's actually chametz. It's just chametz for which you're not chayiv kares. It's chametz that you're that's only nisr lav. Ella de Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that we're talking about the seor of Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yehuda. That we're talking about with the cracks in it according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's not really chametz. Maybe that's what we mean. So that is question number one. How do you know that when the Torah says lo safa chametz, it means matzah? Maybe it means that which is in between chametz and matzah, namely that which is seor. So the Gemara says question number two. Maskel Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak veima lo safa chametz el chalut. Maybe lo safa chametz means don't bake it as chametz, rather bake it as chalut. Chalut means scald it with boiling water. Take the flour, instead of mixing it with normal mayim poshrim, with normal room temperature water, just scald it with boiling water. So says the Gemara, well, chalut mainihu. What would chalut be? That's what we would call revicha. That's what the Torah would refer to as revicha. So idi ikar revicha, ksiv bar revicha, v'halo ksiv bar revicha. Whenever there's something, a mincha, that needs to be revucha, the Torah tells us it needs to be revucha. Whenever you have a carbon mincha that needs to be scalded, the Torah tells that to us. And it doesn't say that over here. So if it doesn't say that, why would we assume lo sofa chametz means that don't make a chametz, rather make it revucha? If the Torah wanted it to be revucha, would have said revucha. The ema, so maybe the Gemara says, no, what we're really asking is, diksiv baravicha, mitzvah baravicha. Maybe when the Torah demands that it be revucha, that's when the Torah explicitly says revucha. But when the Torah wants you to do whatever, one way or the other, udaloksiv baravicha, you buy revicha laisi, you buy matzah laisi. Maybe you have options when it doesn't say, it just says don't make it chametz. So it says, don't make a chametz. Maybe that means you have the option of making a matzah or revucha, whichever one you want. But again, this is a kasha, because we thought that lo sofa chametz means that you must make it matzah. No, maybe lo sofa chametz means you have the option of making it matzah or revucha, not that you must make it matzah. That's question number two on this limud of lo sofa chametz ala matzah. Question number three, maskif la ravina, ve'ema, lo sofa chametz, lemekum gavra belav bialma. Maybe lo sofa chametz is there to tell you that it's an isser on the gavra to make it chametz, but v'ifsuli lo mifsula. It's not going to passel the carbon if it is chametz. We wanted to know how we know that the carbon mincha that's made as chametz is passel. No, maybe there's just an isser that a guy is not allowed to make a carbon mincha chametz. But who says that it's going to therefore ruin it? It's going to be pasul even b'di'evet if it's made as chametz. So bottom line is, because of these three kashas that we have on this limud, elaminalan, we're still stuck. We don't know what's the source to tell me that a carbon mincha that's made as chametz is pasul. So again, what were the three? What was the limud? The limud was the Torah says losof chametz. We thought that meant that it's a positive. You must make it matzah. But the three kashas were, maybe it means you can make it seor, not matzah, maybe it means you can make it revucha, or maybe it means, no, you're not allowed to make it chametz, and you, as a gavra is supposed to make it matzah, but it doesn't passel it. Who says that it becomes passel? Maybe it's just an isser on the gavra. Now, on this last question about the isser on the gavra, but not necessarily passeling it, the achronim have a difficult time trying to make this, see if this works with the very well-known machlokas, Abaye and Rava, Mesechas Temura, whether kamil sadam rachmano lo sa'avid, I avid mahani or I avid lo mahani. Whenever the Torah says, don't do something, if you do it, does it have a chalos? Did it have any impact? Does it, a forbidden action, is the Torah, let's put it this way, when the Torah says not to do something, is the Torah taking away your ability to do it, your power to do it? Or is the Torah saying, if you do it, it's a bad thing, but we can't take away, the Torah's not taking away your power and ability to affect that maisa that you're doing. So the question is, does that machlokas apply to kachim as well? Meaning by kachim, maybe it's all just tali on shana lavakas of la'akev, or lo shana lavakas of la'akev. Does the Torah say it twice or not? And therefore maybe Rav is going to be moda tabaye, that whenever it's not shana lavakas of, it's not ma'akev. So, and Rav is not going to insist lo mahani. If it's not shana lavakasav, it's not ma'akev. So whatever you did, but it's not ma'akev. So the Prichadash says that kachim is the same din as kol ha'tarakula, where you're still going to have this machlokas Abaye and Rava. Shar HaMelech says by kachim Rava is moda that whenever it's not shana lavakasuv, it's not ma'akev. And the Shar HaMelech's raya is from Ravina's kashin our Gemara, from this third question in our Gemara, that by kachim Rava is moda that we don't say I avid lo mahani, because if it were so, if we did say I avid lo mahani, how could Ravina want to establish the pasuk of Lo Safa Chametz only on Naveras Lava and the Gavra, but that the Mincha itself is going to be kosher? I, Rava holds, Kal Milsa Damar Rachman Allah Savidi Avad Lo Mahani. What do you mean? If the Torah says you can't do it, so shouldn't that take away your ability to make the Karban Mincha a valid Karban Mincha? How can you say, no, the Torah says don't do it, but the Mincha is still going to be valid? What do you mean? Rava holds, Iyavid, if you do it, Lo Mahani. You don't have the ability to make it a valid Karban Mincha. So it must be that even Rava holds that Kol Shaloshan Allah Vakasav, it's not Ma'akev, and therefore the Karban is not going to be possible. So that's the fascinating discussion that the Achronim have about the application of that very famous rule in Shas to Kachim in general, and it's based a lot on this Gemara. But anyway, in the broader context of what we're trying to do over here, the Gemara is still looking for a source of how do I know that a Kabar Mincha in general has to be Matzah. So says Gemara Kidetanya, we have another source. Matzah, Yachal Mitzvah, I might think that it's only a Mitzvah Lechatchila, Tamalomer Tihiyeh. Hakosav kavachova. The word tiyah tells you that it's a chiyuv. Baminar predim Rabbi Ami minayin lechal menacha sheni loshes beposhrin umesharman shloyach mitzu. How do I know that all karbonos mincha are kneaded with dough with water that's mayim poshrim, room temperature water, and that you have to guard them that they shouldn't become chametz? So nilmanu mi pesach, we learn it from Pesach. Tichsiv ushmartem asamatzos. Amarle begufa ksiv matzatiya hachayeha. He says, well, wait a second. Didn't we already darshin tihiya to teach me hachayeha, that you should guard it, and you don't need to learn from anywhere else? We see it from tihiya. So it says, well, no, we can't use that drasha begufa. We need to learn it from Pesach. Bigzva pikte la'akev. We already used tihiya to teach me that it's ma'akev. So we can't use tihiya to teach me chiv shmira, because we already used tihiya to teach me it's ma'akev. And therefore, the chiv shmira we need to get from Pesach. Says Mar, no, you don't need to get it from Pesach. Imkein lichtov kram matzah hi, mighty hiye shamet minatarti. If all you wanted to get is that it's ma'akev, all it needed to say is matzah hi. Why does it have to say tihiyeh? The word tihiyeh can teach you two things. Number one, that it's ma'akev, that it must be matzah, that it's possible if it's anything but matzah. And number two, that it has a chiv shmira, that you have to be shomer, that it's matzah shmura, that it's guarded from becoming chametz. What exactly the chiv of shmira is by matzah is a major discussion in the Rishonim. When you need shmira from, and is shmira just guarding from chametz, or shmira just supervising every step of the process from the time of the cutting of the wheat, which is obviously what we're makbid about when we have shmura matzah. It's always shmura mishas ktsira. If it's shmira mishas lisha, well, that's the easy. That's obvious. Yeah, of course it has to be guarded from the time you mix it with water. We even do shmira mishas. The mashgichim go out to the fields and cut the wheat. But okay, so Amar Rabban the Rabbi Preida, Rabbi Ezra. So now the Gemara gets into a lot of agadata. Amar the Rabban the Rabbi Preida, Rabbi Ezra bar Breida, Rabbi Avtulus. Do Asiri the Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Do Asiri the Ezra kaya bava. So the Rabban told Rabbi Preida, you have a visitor and he's very chashuv. It's Rabbi Ezra, the son of Rabbi Avtulus, the grandson of Rabbi Avtulus rather, who himself is a tenth generation to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who himself was a tenth generation to Ezra. Whoa, what yichus you have standing at your doorway. So Amar, he says, Michael, I didn't ask for his ksav yichus. Ibar Urian, who, if he knows how to learn, yai, that's great. Ibar Urian ubar avan yai vi yai, some have a girsa. If he knows how to learn and his father knew how to learn, even better, v'ibar avan v'lo bar oryan. But guess what? If his father knew how to learn, but he doesn't know how to learn, meaning his father, he's an amaretz, then isha tichle, let the fire consume him. I have no interest in his yichus if he's not someone who's worthy of any sort of accolades on his own right. Samarle, they said bar oryan who? No, he can learn. He's good. You should be impressed by him. Samarle leil v'le say, okay, then I'll talk to him. So let him come in. I didn't need the whole yichus. So before we go on with the story. So if you have the girsa of that, if he's a bar uryun, a bar avhan, if he's both, then Ya'i V'Ya'i, which it seems is the more correct girsa, the Chaknasan and the Yalkut Shimoni and others have that girsa, that it's doubly good if he himself knows how to learn and his father knows how to learn. So in the Tshuvas Torah Lishma, Simon Reish Samach Beis, he was asked about in one city there were two Talmidei Chachamim that were Shavim B'Chachmo B'Shanim. They were the same age and they were roughly same level Talmidei Chachamim. One of them was a Talmud Chacham, Ben Talmud Chacham, and the other one was a Talmud Chacham, not a Ben Talmud Chacham. Should they give Kedima to the Talmud Chacham, Ben Talmud Chacham? So he brings from this Gemara, he says, well, he said, if he knows how to learn, Yai, it's good. If he knows how to learn, his father knew how to learn, Yai V'Yai, it's doubly good. So he says, so from there you see that you give precedence to a Talmud Chacham, Ben Talmud Chacham. The Rashi and Chumash talks about Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik with Yitzchak and Rivka, that a Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik, the Zuchus is greater than a Tzaddik Ben Rasha. There is a tshuva, the Rivash, that engenders a lot of discussion in Simon Tzadi Dalit in the Rivash, who learns from this Gemara that the Chachamim were not careful about cursing people who were not Talmidei Chachamim, or people who behaved, even if they have great Yichus, people who behaved inappropriately or who are Amei Aretz. Because says the Rivash, look what he did. He says, if he's not a Bar Urian, and his, I don't care what his Yichus is, let the fire consume him. So that's Mamisha Klala, that's saying, let the fire consume him. So the Rivash gives other examples. Gemara Numa Dafayin Aleph tells us that a Kohen Gadol was Yotzim Beis HaMikdash, and everyone was following him, and when they saw Shemaya and Avtalion that were walking, everyone left the Kohen Gadol and walked along with Shemaya V'Avtalion. Basically, at the end of the story, the Shemaya V'Avtalion say to the Kohen Gadol, if you do like Aaron HaKohen, if you really, you're an appropriate Kohen Gadol, great, you should be blessed and everything's wonderful. If not, then they issue some sort of curse. So that you should be wiped out. So again, the Rivash says, you see, they weren't worried about cursing people, even if they had great yichus. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, what do you see from this Rivash? Take it one step further. The mitzvah of vikidashto, of honoring a kohen, doesn't apply to a kohen amaretz. It only applies to a kohen as a Talmud Chacham. And not everyone's convinced. The Birke Yosef in Orchaim Sim Kuf Chav Ches, where it talks about Birkes Kohanim, in Orchaim Sim Kuf Chav Ches says, no, that you don't see that at all. That you don't have a mitzvah v'kidashto, and Amaret still takes trumas, you still would are not allowed to be, you still have to do all the things of v'kidashto. All the Rivash is saying is that they weren't nisar to be mekalel someone who didn't, wasn't up to snuff, wasn't up to par. But not that he loses the entire status of a kiddushim. So that's the major discussion in halacha from this phrase in this agadic sugya. Now the Achronim discuss, what does it mean? Why, of all curses, that the fire should consume him? So beautiful thought, the Biri Adav quotes from the Taras HaKodesh. He says he wasn't cursing him at all. He says it's Yadua that an Av, a father, gives his Teva and Mezeg, his basic personality traits, over to his child. And Chazal have a concept in Maseches Tainis, Dav Dalid, that Haid Sorba Merabanan Deratach Oraisuhu DeKamaratchalei, that when a rabbi is someone who's a fiery personality, it's the Torah that gives him that fire. Halo kod varai ka'esh nu'um Hashem. Hashem says, my words are like fire. And therefore, if a Talmud Chacham is molded, his child, Zanama Aretz, the child doesn't learn Torah. So he just has the Ritcha, which is the Eish and the Kas that his father has, but he doesn't have the Torah to keep it in check. And therefore, that fire is ultimately going to consume him. It becomes a terrible mita that ultimately will consume him. He needs the Torah to be the Eish. Otherwise, the Eish in his personality is just going to be an unchecked Eish. And that's what he's saying. If his father's Talmud Chacham and he's not, that's when the Eish is going to take over him. Okay, says Gemara Veiter. So Chazi Davi Achira Daite. So Rabbi Preda saw that Rabbi Ezra was a little for blunted. So Pasach va'amar amarta l'Hashem. So he started saying a pasuk, Amarta l'Hashem Adonai ata tovasi bal alecha. Amarta amra knesset, and he says this is what's going on in the pasuk. Amra knesset Yisrael fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shalom, hachzek li tova shodaticha biolam. Ribono Shalom, give us some credit. We let your name be known in the world. Amar la tovasi balalecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, my hakaras hatov is not to you. Any machzik tova elulah Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov shodiyeni tchila bi'olam. My hakaras hatov is to Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov. They were the first ones to let my name be known in the world. Shemar la kadosh mashem baritz heima v'adire kal chefzai bam. Kivan d'shamei d'ka'amar adir pasach v'amar. So once he heard that he used the term adir, so that led him, once Rabbi Ezra heard Rabbi Prey to use the term adir, says, oh, that reminds me of another agadic teaching having to do with the word adir. And this sets us off on four straight, I guess what you would call almost like nursery rhymes or riddles that use the same word a lot of times, and then the Gemara explains each one. So number one, he said, the phrase goes, Yavo adir, v'yifrala adirim, me adirim ba adirim. So what's that about? Yavo adir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu come, d'chsiv adir b'mar Hashem. V'yifrala adirim, and we'll pay back the adirim, who's that? El Yisol Shemar v'adir kol chefzei bam. May adirim elu amitzrim. That's a reference to the mitzrim. D'chsiv tzalukof erz mayim adirim. Be adirim. How is he going to pay back the Jewish people from the mitzrim with adirim? What's adirim elu mayim? That's a reference to water. Shemar mikolos mayim rabim adirim mishprayam. So you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the mitzrim in the water to pay Klal Yisrael back for all those years of servitude. Okay, nursery rhyme or riddle number two. I shouldn't call it nursery rhyme. That's really not. But a riddle, a Gadic riddle. Yavah Yedid ben Yedid, v'yivne Yedid li Yedid, b'chalkel she'il did, v'yischap rubo Yedidim. So Yavo Yedid, what's that referring to? Zeh Shlomo Melech. Let Shlomo Melech come to Ksuvah Yishlak B'yanas Nanavi v'yikrishmo Yedidya b'avor Hashem. That we call him Yedidya. Shlomo Melech is referred to as Yedidya, the beloved one. Ben Yedid, Zeh Avram, he's a child of Yedid, that's a reference to Avram. D'chsiv, mal Yedidi b'veisi. V'yivne Yedid, and he will build a Yedid, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. That's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, to chsiv my Yedidus Mishkan Asayich. Li Yedid, for the Yedid, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to chsiv Ashiru Na Li Yedidi. Bechelko Shal Yedid, in the portion of the Yedid, Zeh Binyamin. In the portion of Binyamin, the Beis HaMikdash is built. Shneamar Le Binyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem Yishkal Nevet HaKalav. V'yischapru Bo Yedidim, and the Yedidim are going to have kapara, Elu Yisrael, to chsiv Nesatias Yedidus Nefesh B'kafei Veha. That Klal Yisrael is going to be able to have, Klal Yisrael is referred to as Yedidim, they're going to have kapara in the Beis HaMikdash built by Shlomo, the descendant of Avram Avinu. That's what that rhyme means. Tosfos of here quotes B'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that which we say at the time of the Mila, Asher, a time of Bris Mila, Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Betan. Who's that referring to? Who's the Yedid? So based on our Gemara, Yedid Ze Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is called the Yedid. The Gemara says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says about Avram, Mal Yedidi Bebesi. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadi Shemi Betan. But it says by Avram, Ki Yedativ. And it says by Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Beterem Atzarcha Bebetan Yedaticha. That Yedativ means Bebetan, you see from Yirmiyahu. And it says by Avram, Yedativ. So it's Mi Betan Kidashticha. Already Mi Betan. Tosfos then quotes B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim Yedid is Yitzchak Avinu, which seems to make more sense if it's Mi Betan, because Avram Avinu discovered God, but it wasn't Mi Betan that he discovered God, it was when he grew up a little bit. And the Rambam describes Avram Avinu in his early life was a good boy, went to the Batei Avodah Zarah with his parents, and it's just later on he figured it all out. But Yitzchak was Kidash Yedid Mi Betan. So that's the discussion who exactly we're referring to at a Bris Mila. Next riddle. Yavo Tov Yikabel Tov Mi Tov L'Tovim. So Yavo Tov Zemosha. The Tov will come, that's Moshe, d'chsiv ateroso kitovu. V'yikabel tov zu Torah. He's going to receive that which is tov, that's Torah. D'chsiv ki lekach tov nasati lachem. A reference to Torah. Who is he going to get the Torah from? Mi tov, from he who is good. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, d'chsiv tov Hashem lakol. So Hashem is good. La tovim, and he's going to give it to the tovim, El Yisrael, d'chsiv ativ Hashem la tovim. Fine. Final riddle. Yavo zeh v'yikabel zos mizeh la'amzu. This one will come and receive this from this for this nation. Yavol zeh, zeh Moshe, d'chsiv ki zeh Moshe ish. That's the reference of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yikabel zos zu atorah, d'chsiv zos atorah shasa Moshe. Mizeh, from this, zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, d'chsiv zeh kelivan vehu. La'amzu, for this nation, Elu Yisrael, Shnemar Amzu Kanisa. Zeh always has a lashon we've said many times in the past of being definitive, right? Zeh, the Gemara says, is Mora Be'etzba. So the meaning of this riddle is probably how definitive these relationships are. Moshe Rabbeinu is the definitive leader. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the clearly recognized master of the universe. Klal Yisrael is a clearly recognized chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more about that. That was the great moment of Zekei Livan Veil. That's what Rashi says in Chumash, based on all the Midrashim. Zekei Livan Veil is Rasa Shivchal Yam Ashal Rav Nevi'im B'Nevuasav. That the Shivchal Yam had this clear Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Yitzchak, B'Shah Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avram, Shayom Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram Avinu standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Standing, not sitting. He wasn't from the Machlis Beis David. Amar lo, Ma Yili Yedidi B'Beisis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Ma Yili Yedidi B'Beisis. What are you doing in the Beis HaMikdash? Amar lo, Aliske Banai Basi. He says, I came to talk about my children. Amar lo, Benecha Chatu V'Galu. Hashem says, well, I'm sorry, they're not here anymore. They sinned, and they've therefore been exiled. Amar lo, Shema B'Shogei Chatu. Avram says, but maybe it was an accident. It's always the child's first excuse, right? It was an accident. So maybe it was an accident. Amar lo, Asosa Ham Zimasa. He says, no, it wasn't. I know what their plans were. I know that it was plotted out. Maybe it wasn't most of them. Maybe for a couple of bad apples. Avram Avinu is used to this argument already, right? He did this with Sodom. Maybe it was just a few of them. Amalo, HaKadosh Baruch says, Harabim. It was the majority. But what do you mean? They all have Brismila. Remember that? They at least have that tzuchus. Reminiscent, of course, of the Gemara we just had a few dapim ago with David HaMelech. That even when you got nothing else, when there are no other mitzvahs, at least you have your Mila. Amalo, Basa Kodesh Yavru Me'alecha. They actually didn't have Bris Mila. They got rid of the Bris Mila. Amalo, Shema Imim Tantalem HaYuchazim B'Tshuva. Avram says, maybe if we would have just given them another chance. You should have just been a little more patient. Maybe they would have done Tshuva. Amalo, Kiriyasicha Az Talozi. No, it wouldn't have worked. I would have seen that they were headed down a path that would have just gotten worse and worse had nothing been done about it. Mian Hiniach Yadav Al Rosh, so he put his hands on his head, Vayitzoi Kabocha, and he cried out, Vamalo, Shema Chas V'Sholem Ein Lam Takana. And Avram started to cry. Maybe there's no way back. Maybe the paths of tshuva are closed off to them, and they're done. Yatsa Baskal Varmelo Zeisran and Yafar Pritor Kara Hashem Shemecha. The Klal Yisrael is compared to a Zayas. Ma Zayas Zu Achriso B'Sofo. Just like a Zayas is Achriso B'Sofo, meaning all the good comes at the very end. That Rashi has two possible pshat and what that means. Either you plant it for a while and no fruits come, and then at once. All the fruits grow, or that it's that the zayas actually ripens not and slowly. It nothing happens, and then when it ripens fully. Whatever it is, but at the end is when all the good comes. So we rally late, and we turn out to be okay in the end. So Af Yisrael Achrisan B'Sofa, and that's a midah that Klal Yisrael has. L'kol Amula Gadol Hitzis Eishalav Rodz Al Yosef Amar Abchina Bar Papa L'kol Milain Shal Meraglim Nisro Delosein Shal Yisrael. Because of the voices of the words of the Meraglim, so that caused great damage to Klal Yisrael. Amar Abchina Bar Papa Dover Gadol Dibur Meraglim Bal Sasha. The Meraglim said something phenomenally bad at that moment. Ki chazak hu mimenu. They said that the nation Eretz Yisrael is chazak mimenu. Al tikri mimenu. Ella mimino mimeno, whatever. I don't know how to read it exactly. What's the? But it means Takarosh Baruch Hu. I mean, you don't read it. Than he, right? Not greater than us, but greater than Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol shafila balabais and yachlotzi kelev misham. As if to say, even the balabais, meaning referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is unable to remove them from the land. It should have said lekol mila. What's lekol hamula? Ella amrla Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram kol shemati v'chamalti aleim. No, it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram Avinu, I've heard your voice, and therefore I'm going to have rachmanos on them. Ani amarti yishtabdu ba'arba malchios kol achas v'achas kashira ba'arba malchios. I originally said that I was going to be mishabed them to the four kingdoms. Each one, the full shear of what they've had for all four kingdoms. Each one was going to be that long. But now instead, each one is going to get a certain set amount of time, and that's it. The other possibility is, he said originally, I thought I would do one right after the other, but instead I decided all four are going to be at the same time. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to an olive? Just like a zayis, the leaves don't peel off in the wintertime or in the summertime. Summertime or wintertime. Af Yisrael ein lem betelo olamis. Lo bel nazev, lo bel mabah. So too, one of the miracles of Klal Yisrael is the miracle of Klal Yisrael's survival. The miracle of our existence. That we're always here, and if it's a miracle in Olam Hazeh, even a greater miracle, that we're always going to be there in Olam Haba. That there's never going to be there's never going to be a point in Olam Haba where there's no Klal Yisrael. And one final comparison to a zayis. V'amar b'yochon lama nimshu Yisrael a zayis. Lomar lecha, ma zayis einu motzi shmano eli ali de ksisa, af yisol ein chosnul mutav eli de surin. Just like you need to pound on an olive and crush it in order to get the goodness out of it, so too klal yisol sometimes needs a little kick, a little pushing, a little yisurin, or a lot of yisurin sometimes, in order to get the goodness out of klal yisol. And that's how we're chosnul mutav, and that's what leads us to tshuva sometimes. That's the mode of parenting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to use with klal yisol. Okay, we'll stop there.